when Mike asked me to do this last week, I said yes, knowing full well I was going to wait until the very last second to figure out what I was going to say. So that's true, but it's all right. We'll go from there. At the beginning of the week, like I said, Mike asked me, I guess last week, if I would be willing to do this, and I typically always say yes, even when Mary asks me to do opening. I don't normally say no. Sometimes I just don't respond to her emails, but that's between her and I. But I was thinking about what, you know, it's tough to come up here and say what God's doing in your life. I think last time I was up here, I spoke to that, whereas, you know, we live in the here and now. We can have hindsight, but we don't necessarily know what we're going to be going through in the future. God knows, of course. So I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world right now. You always hear people say, when there's bad stuff, look for the good in people, look for the people doing good, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to take that and say, look for the humor in it, because I think laughter is a really good medicine for pretty much everything. So that was what I was originally planning. And as I started to actually prep for that probably earlier in the week, I realized that there's not a lot of scriptures that speak to humor in the Bible. There's laughter, which is often combined with joy, is typically how it is. But any humor is generally in any of the innuendos that are the authors, how they're writing certain things. So there's not actually specific scripture based on humor that I was able to find. The other thing is I'm a little bit cynical, a little bit sarcastic, so maybe humor wasn't the best thing for me to speak on. Someone else can do that who's maybe a little bit more versed in that realm. So back to square one, what do I want to talk about? Well, didn't really have anything in particular. Just kind of went about my normal week. For those who don't know, I work in the insurance world. I'm what's called a risk control consultant. So basically, the insurance company obviously writes insurance. They're the ones who cover losses. My job as a consultant is to go out there, meet with both new business opportunities as well as written business, see what types of things they have in place to minimize loss, and then report back to the underwriters. So the job is, obviously, insurance companies are there to make money, right? It's a for-profit industry, regardless of what a lot of people think. So my job is to make sure our insureds don't have losses, because then we don't pay claims and we make money and my stocks go up and all that good stuff. So that's kind of what I do. Obviously, within that realm, I don't normally talk about certain hot-button topics. So politics is out, religion is out, any current trends in the media or anything like that, I am there strictly from an objective standpoint to gather facts and then try to formulate that into a report and put my own feelings into it. So it's kind of a mixture of everything. So this last week I was out at an organization that I'm not going to mention the name, but it is essentially an Anabaptist-based relief organization. They provide the logistics for a lot of relief efforts. All across the country, they have offices all throughout the United States, into Canada, et cetera, et cetera. And as part of my job, I do a lot of pre-work. So I want to know when I go out to meet with that customer, I want to know what they do, how they do it, what their losses have been like. I want to know pretty much everything about them before I go out there. I'm essentially like a lawyer, you know, you always ask the question that you already know the answer to. That's kind of the way I operate. So during my pre-work, I noticed on their website, they do a lot of stuff with social injustice, inequality, the stuff that we would normally put, not to get political, but on the left, right? That's kind of where they functioned. They mentioned a lot about on their website. From an insurance perspective, I couldn't care less. That has no implications to what I'm going to be looking at, but it is something I try to be mindful of. I don't know what that fly's doing. Just as well as kind of being a little bit more familiar with them. In case you don't know, the internet is not always true. So a lot of companies and organizations, when they put stuff on their website or online or anything like that, it might be, you know, an nth degree of what they actually do, a little capability. So I didn't take that too much into consideration. But while I was talking with them, we were just, you know, just small talk type of deal. And they mentioned, oh, well, we work with a lot of other outreach programs, both from the relief side, but also the missionary side, locally, internationally, nationally, et cetera, et cetera. So I brought up about YWAM. And I was like, oh, well, do you work at all with YWAM? Because they were another local organization, and they scoffed at it, which was a little bit off-putting, you know, from the insurance-y stuff, what I was concerned with, not super concerning, but kind of left a bad taste in your mouth. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, you know, that was the seed that got planted for what I want to talk about this morning. So if we look in our Bibles, and you don't have to turn here, but I can read it. I wanted to talk about pride. You know, pride is one of those things that I think every one of us struggles with. I know I certainly do myself. There's a specific definition for it. I'll read it here in a second, but it's so much more deeper than what that definition is. So the definition of pride, this comes from, if I can find it on my phone here, from Oxford Languages, I believe Merriam-Webster is very similar, but it is essentially, pride is defined, it's a noun, a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. So that is the definition of it. As we know in a society, that's, I think, a definition that is being changed in front of our eyes. When we hear pride now, what do we think of? Exactly, right? So that's where that definition is kind of changing, I think, from at least a society standpoint. When you hear pride, you don't necessarily think this way. You think of LGBTQ and all that other stuff. Our scripture today speaks to that, and it comes from Proverbs 16. Let me find it here. Now that I lost it. Proverbs 16, verses 18 to 20. And that says, pride goes before destruction. This is from NIV. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. When we look at the church as a whole, I think there's a lot of overlap there between what the historical, typical definition of pride is, as well as what's going on in society. I think as a whole, lots of churches and church groups and people are more concerned about fitting in with society. They're trying to, quote, share the plunder with everyone else. And that's really kind of what spoke to me is pride is more than just your own self-feeling. It is really who you associate yourself with and what your end goals are. Thinking coming up here at the end of March when we have our meeting with the church, the brethren, to, I guess, formalize leaving, I think that's a really important scripture for us to look at and to read. You know, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. How many churches out there are focused more on their growth, on their numbers, you know, getting more people in the door, getting more donations, getting more everything, as opposed to actually sharing the scripture, sharing the Bible, sharing the word of the Lord. So that's really what I felt to speak today was to that pride aspect. You know, it's not necessarily, oh, well, I'm really proud, so I have a fancy car or a nice house or anything like that. There's so much more that goes into it and so much more on a spiritual level that I think we need to be a little bit more in tune with moving forward. The other thing with it is when you run into someone who is prideful, you know, what is a characteristic of them? They can't hear anybody else, right? So they don't want to, you know, they know what they know, and that is correct in their mind. And I was thinking back, you know, when we were originally anticipating or thinking about leaving the church, I forget if it was either Mike or Scott or someone had spoken about E-Town and how the question was raised to the churches over there. Well, has anybody tried to speak to them about, you know, what their theology is and how they're ministering? And I guess it came down that it gets pretty heated on both sides. You know, that argument between who's right, who's wrong, how should our churches be led, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if someone does bring something to us, you know, chances are there's a good reason they're bringing that to us. And I would hope and pray that for each one of us that we can see that and, you know, not let our own personal pride get in the way. So I know it's a little bit less than probably 10 minutes, but that's really what I had. Like I said, I'm a procrastinator. So, you know, it's funny. I sit there and I'm under the impression that I work best under pressure. And I hold true to that, you know? So that's where my procrastination comes from. But I'll tell you what, if you look back at stuff where I diligently prepared for it, the end result is typically much better. So don't be too prideful in that either. You know, do your pre-work, so to speak. So let's pray real quick. Dear Lord, I thank you for everyone here this morning. I thank you that we're able to meet in an area where we are free from persecution, we are free to worship you, Lord. I pray that you be with each person here today as they go about their week, Lord. I pray that you give them the ability to hear what you're having to say and to act on it as well, Lord. I just pray for a good week for everyone. I pray that we're not prideful, and I pray that we seek you in everything we do. Just thank you for all these things. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.